Rivian Automotive was recently certified by the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council as having met requirements for ongoing tax breaks, and taxing bodies are in the process of approving continuing tax abatements. The certification means the electric auto manufacturer located at the former Mitsubishi plant invested $500,000. Year two requirements mean a $10 million investment into the plant and the hiring of at least 35 people. Rivian has announced plans to release an SUV and a truck in 2020. They've also released the names of their management team. But beyond that, the electric auto maker still has the vibe that has people asking, what's going on behind the curtain? Rivian Automotive CEO RJ Scaringe traveled through Normal late last week and stopped by the GLT studios. He says the plant is being readied for vehicle assembly and the vehicles are being tested.
Development's progressing very nicely. The team has grown quite a bit in terms of our development organization. A lot of work on our battery system and a lot of our connected systems, all the technology to connect the vehicle so we can monitor its health, monitor its state of charge. All of this has been built and is currently testing as we speak.
And not all of that is happening in Bloomington Normal. You have facilities across the country.
So we have three development facilities. We have a development facility in Michigan where we house a lot of our vehicle-related pieces. So think chassis, body, interior, vehicle packaging, vehicle design. Then on the West Coast, we have two development locations, one in San Jose in the Bay Area. And there we house our connected car and cloud activities, as well as our self-driving activities. And then in Southern California, in Irvine, we have all of our battery development activities.
Let's listen to part of a promotional video that Rivian tweeted out on January 7th.
We are a passionate team developing intelligent vehicles for life's adventures, large or small. In 2020, Rivian will introduce two premium electric adventure vehicles on the same all-wheel drive platform, a 5-passenger pickup, followed by a 7-passenger SUV. Soon after, we will launch new options for how you drive, own, and maintain your vehicle, and transform how you experience and explore the world. Fully connected, highly refined, incredibly capable. Rivian.
And that's audio from a Rivian promotional video. What is an electric adventure vehicle?
So when you start to think about really the future of mobility and what's going to happen to the world's miles and how we consume those miles, what we believe will occur is those miles will start to split into different vehicle segments where, as a consumer, you'll have the option to pick very commoditized options, things that simply take you from A to B. And you'll also have, you know, choices that are more aspirational or desirable, and they'll take you, let's say, on your daily commute, on your trip to the lake with the family, trip skiing, your trip to the beach. And as a brand, we're developing products that really can take you, your family, your loved ones to the places you love, whether that's the lakeside, whether that's grandma's house, whether it's the side of a mountain. Or whether it's the more everyday adventure, you know, the trip to IKEA. So these are vehicles that are designed and the services to support those and the customer models around those to really embrace life's adventures.
Sure. From your website, it says to get you to the mountain and back on a single charge, that safely cross streams with your whole family, that carry enough gear for any trip and let you enjoy the wilderness in silence. What's happening in Normal and Michigan to deliver on that point? It sounds like a tall order.
Yeah, so here in Normal, we've got a huge amount of work happening at the plant. From looking at the outside in from the street, to the outside of the facility hasn't changed, but on the inside, we're in the process of getting the facility set up to build our vehicles and build our platform. So what that entails right now is a lot of work going through, looking at the various aspects of the facility, understanding how that fits into our production plan and into our production process, and starting to make some of those changes. So we're reworking the body shop portion of the plant, we're reworking the assembly portion of the plant, and really over the course of the next year, that'll start to come together in terms of a lot of those changes.
And how many people about are employed at the former Mitsubishi plant, current Rivian production facility?
Sure. So end of 2017, we had about 35 people. We're now up to about 40 people at the plant. And at this point, obviously not producing vehicles, but getting the plant ready. So then more broadly than that, outside of here in Normal, we have a total of close to 300 employees now, and we continue to grow.
Here's what you had to say to GLT in late 2016 about the vehicles we might see soon.
There's a portfolio of related vehicles that come out
in the, again, as I said, we'll be launching the production in 19 and sales will be going in early 2020. It is a large format vehicle, so it's not a small vehicle. This is something that's designed to really enable active lifestyles. So if you're into hiking, you're into biking, if you're a Home Depot weekend warrior, this is a really ideal vehicle for you.
Home Depot instead of IKEA. This in 2016 was the example that you used. That's RJ Scaringe from a 2016 Sound Ideas interview. I'm Mike McCurdy with the Rivian CEO. I think people are really eager to see these vehicles. When will they see a photo? When will they be able to touch one or set in a Rivian vehicle or maybe test drive one?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we're as we come into 2020 with our commercial launch and these vehicles being available and these services being available for consumption. We'll be starting to show a lot more. And later this year, we'll be revealing some of the details around the way the vehicle looks, the performance specifications. You'll get to see these vehicles driving, but that's going to be very late this year. Of course, at this point, we've got prototypes and various types of development properties being tested, looking at all the major systems. So obviously, the battery system needs to be really well developed and refined, all the connectivity platforms embedded on the vehicle. The self-driving aspects of the vehicle are being tested across these different development locations we have between Michigan and our two California locations.
RJ Scaringe, CEO of Rivian Automotive, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Scaringe says both the SUV and pickup have been named, but those names have not been made public.